each passing day, we're getting more signs of House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's plans for this session. House Republicans are moving to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Far-right GOP members are getting plush committee assignments. And the party is gearing up for a budget battle with the Biden administration as the U.S. reaches its borrowing limit. Democrats oppose these actions, and some moderate House Republicans are also concerned about the McCarthy agenda. Lisa Mascaro joins us from Capitol Hill. She's chief congressional correspondent for the Associated Press. Welcome, Lisa.
Hello, Deepa.
So House Republicans are moving quickly to draw up articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. And the last time a cabinet secretary was impeached was way back in 1876. Is this really a threat to the White House?
You know, this is going to be such an interesting question, and we'll see how far the House Republicans go on this. You know, Kevin McCarthy and other leaders in the party were not so keen on launching us, you know, this or any other impeachments from the start, you know, when they were running for office and trying to gain the Republican majority in last November's midterm elections. These were sort of secondary issues that they were somewhat trying to tamp down. But as you say, they now are progressing and progressing quickly. And we will see how far they go. Do the Republicans really start filing these articles of impeachment, or do they staff up these committees, which is what they're working on now, and then start the probes, you know, and the headlines, and really trying to target the Biden administration with these investigations.
Okay, let's just talk for a minute about those committees, because we're seeing the conservative holdouts, most of whom opposed McCarthy's election as speaker, they're keeping and gaining spots on important committees. Who is McCarthy rewarding and punishing here?
Absolutely. You've hit it exactly the way it's kind of going down. You know, early on, Speaker McCarthy, as he was trying to gain the majority and become speaker, made an alliance with one of the most known of the sort of far-right members, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and they became fast allies. You saw them campaigning together, rolling out their Republican agenda together, and she was among those who stood by him during that very long, involved fight that Americans saw play out on the House floor, the Speaker's fight. She stood by him. And, you know, all along, she had been wanting to gain a position on this House Oversight Committee. She got it. And wow. Also the members of the Freedom Caucus. There are a number of members of the Freedom Caucus who also gained positions on that very important House Oversight Committee. The members of the Freedom Caucus, as part of their concerns with McCarthy when they were refusing to back him back in that battle of from, you know, just a week ago now, one of their key holdout positions was that they wanted more representation on the committees that they care about. And so you see, for example, Scott Perry, the chairman of the Conservative Freedom Caucus, he's a congressman from Pennsylvania who was at one point involved in the efforts to challenge the 2020 election, you know, in trying to, you know, challenge it in favor of former President Trump. He also now has a position on this committee. So this is definitely happening.
We only have a little bit of time left, Lisa, just 20 seconds. What about moderate Republicans? Is there anything they can do about this? They weren't happy with the concessions to the far right.
They were not, and this will be the test for McCarthy. Slim majority. He can't lose any votes on either side, so he's got to keep these moderates happy, and we'll see. You know, they don't always yell as much as the others with the loudest voices, but, you know, we'll see which way they go.
Lisa Mascaro is chief congressional correspondent for the Associated Press. Thank you, Lisa.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.